We are now up to Simen Kuf Ayin Hey, the halacha of the bracha of Hatova Meitiv and Ribui Ayin. We'll be doing the first two Si'ifim. Hey Viulem Yayin Acher. So the Si'ifim until now, the Simanim, we're dealing with making a bracha on wine before, during, and after a meal. So now it says, Hey Viulem Yayin Acher. You already made a bracha on wine, and now they're bringing you a different wine. Einum Avarach Baruch Pri Agafen. You don't say Baruch Pri Agafen. Av Mavarach Alav Hatov HaMeitiv. Instead, we say Hatov HaMeitiv. Why do we say Hatov HaMeitiv on Ribu Yayin? Because it's not good to have lots of wine. It's not good to have lots of different kinds of wine. One should not be too involved in their gashmias, and wine is something of a symbol of it, of Tanuge Olam Hazeh. So Chazal were mitakin a nusach of Hatov HaMeitiv, which is similar to the Hatov HaMeitiv in benching that was made for the Haruge Beitar that were buried. So a person will remember the Haruge Beitar, he'll remember the Yom HaMisa, and not indulge so much in Gashmias. That's the reason for the nusach of Hatov HaMeitiv. The Mishnah Berurah mentions that let's say you had wine during the meal, and then at benching, you bench over a different kind of wine. You would not say Hatov HaMeitiv then, because you were Yotza with the Hatov HaMeitiv in benching. You already said Hatov HaMeitiv there, the fourth bracha of benching. Also, on Leil HaSeder, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's not right to have a second kind of wine during the meal, because then you'll have to say a bracha of Hatov HaMeitiv, and causing yourself to say an additional bracha on wine during the Suda, during the Shulchan Orech of Pesach, is not right, because it looks like you're Mosif ala Kosis. It's as if this is another Kos that you hold Chazal should have added. So at the Seder, what you do is, during the meal, don't have a different wine. Further, says the Ramah, Hagah, Af al gav she'en lo od min harishon. Even though you have no wine left from the first one, you still say Atova Meitiv. Now, what is this all about? If the reason why you're bringing out another bottle of wine is not because it's better wine, not because I want different wine, but because I'm out of wine. I just finished the first bottle, so I need a second bottle, and I guess I just happen to have taken a different kind of wine. That many hold, that does not require Atova Meitiv. The Ribu Yayin has to be, I have more wine, but I want different wine because of the taste. Lahalacha, the Mishnah Berurah does bring down that if you really brought other wine only because you're out of wine, then you should not make Atova Meitiv. Whereas if you really do want Ribu Yayin, a different taste of wine, even though you already finished your first bottle, you can make Atova Meitiv on the second one. The lav dafke heviu lem mechadash, says the Mechaber, not only if they brought new wine, elohu adin im hoyolem mitchilish deyenos, even if to begin with you had two wines, mevarchen al hasheni atov ha-meitiv, you make a brach on the second one atov ha-meitiv. Says the Ramah, hagov, vidafke shlo hoyu lefonov yachad, kshebera par pri agofen, they could not both have been in front of you when you said bar pri agofen. Avlam hoyu biyachad ein tzorach levarach ala bar pri agofen, whereas if they were in front of you at the time, you just say Borei Pri Agafen. Now, the Mishnah Berurah learns the Mechaber like this. The Mechaber means, even though it was in your house, of course it wasn't on the table, he is molded to the Ramah. If the other wine was on the table at the time you said Borei Pri Agafen, you do not say Atov HaMeitiv. But, even though it was in your house, you can still say Atov HaMeitiv. Now, there are poskim that say that if it was in your house and you had intention of drinking it, it's as if it was actually in front of you, and you cannot say Atov HaMeitiv. The Mishnah Berurah paskin suffik brachas lahakol, you shouldn't make another bracha. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that what happens if I had a good wine and not such good wine? I made the Borei Pri Agafen on the lesser of the two, then I would have to say Hatov HaMeitiv on the better wine, even though they were both sitting right in front of me at the time that I made the bracha on the first one. Siv Beis, Mavarchen Atova Meitiv al Kol Shinu Yayim min Astam Afilo Eni Yodea Shasheni Meshubach Me Arishon Kol Sheni Yodea Shu Garua Mimenu. We say Atova Meitiv even though we don't know for sure, we don't know for a fact that the second wine is better, as long as we don't know for sure that the second wine is worse. Hagah, says the Ramah, Vein Chiluk Bin Shneim Chadoshim O Echad Chadosh Ve'Echad Yoshon. It doesn't make a difference if they're both new, or if one is new and one of them is old. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says like this. First of all, in a case where you're dealing with two wines, and I know for a fact that the second one is worse, of course I will not make Atova Meitiv. Taz says, if I think that the second one is just not drinkable, I should certainly not make Atov V'Hametiv. If I drank old wine, and now I'm drinking fresh wine, it's clear that the old wine was better. So there, it's as if I know that it's worse, unless I know otherwise. Now, the Rama adds, V'afilu shosu imeno tok shloshim yom. There is an opinion that you only say Atov Ameitiv if you didn't drink this wine within 30 days, and we don't paskin like that. Yesh omrim dimshosa tchilo yain odom ve'avilo yain lovon af al pi shu yosa guru amavarach Atov Ameitiv lefi shu bori leguf yosa min adam. This opinion holds that if you had red wine and now you get white wine, you should always say Atov Ameitiv even if the second wine is not as good as the first one, because it's healthier. White wine is healthier than red wine. Now, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah, says that's only if it's a little bit worse than the first. But if the first is considerably better than the second, even though the second one is white, we would not make a bracha. What happens if he made a bracha on white wine and then they brought him red wine? The halacha is you would not automatically say a Baruch Pri HaGafen. You'd only say a Baruch Pri HaGafen if you know for a fact that this particular red wine is better than the white wine.